About a month ago, we were going to have an interview with Wes Scanlon from Puddle of Mud.
Right.
And we tried to get him on, and we did have him on. We just couldn't hear him because he couldn't figure out how to use Zoom.
Right. He couldn't figure out how to unmute himself.
So the whole time he's on with us, you can see him. He's on the show with us, but we just can't hear him. And
right.
You can see him just pulling his hair out, yelling at the computer. Then he gets off and then he gets back on. And the whole time, nothing.
And so, somebody helping him and they couldn't figure it out between the two of them. It was like nobody knew what was going on. Yeah.
So I was saying back then, see, Wes has had a lot of problems with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done some really bad shows and he's done live acoustic sets that are just horrendous. And he cleaned up. So we were all happy about that he got clean and he wrote a new album. He's got a new band together. They're still called Puddle of Mud, but it's a new band.
Right.
So we regret to inform you that he's back at it again.
What do you mean, drinking again?
He played a show last night.
Oh, no.
The whole time he's on the stage, I think this is his first show he's ever done, because the whole time he's on the stage, he's like, there's a light in my eye. So he's got his hands up because there's a light in his eye, and he can't see the crowd.
Okay.
So he's screaming at the light guy saying,
oh, no,
I can't see. And then...
Oh, no.
You know, stop it with the light. And then, yeah, so this is what it's... Here he is on stage.
Okay, let me just describe. So he's standing there in front of a microphone. And he has both hands in front of his eyes, like when you walk out and the sun is too bright and you forgot to bring your sunglasses. And so you put your hands up because, like, you're trying to block the sun.
Every time you go on stage to introduce a band or whatever, you can't see anything. There's lights in your eyes. You don't know if there's one person out in the crowd or 500,000, because you can't see. That's just the way it is to be on stage.
Right.
And we've done this enough that we know this.
Yeah, we're not performers, but being in radio for all the years we've been in radio, we have gone out to introduce bands. And because the band is about to come right out, everything's set. The lighting is set. Their instruments are set. Everything is set. So we just have to, like, run out, say, like, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming, Puddle of Mud, and then, you know, run out. So we are there with all the lighting and their whole, everything's all set. They don't change that.
I can't hear
shit. Yeah, we can't see shit.
I can't see anything.
We can't hear anything, nothing. We just accept the fact that people probably hear us. We're not quite sure.
So
they cheer afterwards, so maybe they heard it.
So you got to know he's been through this before. This is not his first show.
Right.
Let's get it over and just get naked.
So the whole time he's singing, he has his hands in front of his eyes. Okay, now he's turning around, trying to get the guy's attention.
Okay, now the lights are off of him, and he still has his hands up.
They turn the light off, finally. And he seems very confused. So he's wandering around this. He's talking to the other guys. He's like, do you guys see those lights?
Is there anybody out there? I don't know.
Are there lights? Is it me? You guys see the lights?
I don't know why the lights have to be blinding me for this whole show. Help! Now I can see all you people.
Because there's no lights on. They turned the lights off.
But the stage is totally black. You can't even see that it's him.
Here where I'm at right now, it's like a fucking... like a fucking flashlight blinking in your fucking head. And I don't think that's fucking cool, really.
I love that he's like yelling at the lighting person at the club.
To me.
Like they're doing it on purpose to him.
Oh, yeah. And then look, out of nowhere, here's another fucking douchebag fuck.
He's a douchebag. The lighting guy is a douchebag.
Yep, he's just doing his job, dude.
Well, I got a flashlight too, motherfucker.
I have a flashlight somewhere. I'm going to shine it in his eyes. So then he continues to do the show, and there's no lights on his face.
So right, they turn the lights off, except there's lights on the stage in the back so that the drummer can see the drums. Because prior to this, the drummer couldn't even see the drums.
So now he goes back, unplugs his guitar, turns his amp off, grabs a drink, and walks off the stage.
That's it? He's decided that's no more?
And the whole band is... Well, what are we doing here?
Do we still get paid for this?
Do we continue? There's no singer.
Am I still getting a check?
What? People are going to start throwing things at us, like the Blues Brothers. What's going on? We don't know what to
people,
play.
Yeah, right. People hate coming to see bands when there's no band and they've paid for it.
But the band has no idea what's going on.
No. Is he coming back out? Is he taking a break? Is he peeing? Did he go home? Is he in an Uber already?
And that's it. They just walk off stage.
So they figured out that he left, that he wasn't coming back.
You risk COVID to go see Puddle of Mud.
Right.
So you said, screw COVID. I'm going to go see this band I really like. I love that song, Blurry. I'm going to go see Puddle of Mud. And then he bitches the whole time and walks off stage. So it's official. Wes is back on drugs.
You think? Yeah. It certainly seems that way. I mean, the fact that he stood there the whole time with his hands in front of his eyes while he was singing, then they turn the lights off completely. So now... no one can see anything on the stage either because it's pitch black on the stage. And he's like, I can finally see you guys. It's like, yeah, but we're here to see you. And we now can no longer see you. And a singer can just sing. You take a microphone and you sing. But the drummer has to see the drums. And the guitar guy has to see the things on the floor that he has to hit with his foot. Like, they can't play in the pitch black dark.
I guess he wanted them to. I don't know. But no, he just walked off. So
Wow. That's
not the first time he's walked off stage. He's done this a lot. So the minute he starts getting wacky, everybody pulls out their camera because they say, I'm going to be on TMZ. Wait.
I hope those guys who are with Puddle of Mud right now, I hope that's not their only gig. You know what I mean? I hope it wasn't like a guy who's a session drummer and somebody was like, hey, Wes Scanlon, Puddle of Mud, what do you think? Yeah, finally a gig. You know what I mean? And then you show up and this is what you got
to
deal with.
Life. I'm going to get paid to play. How right. great is that? I get to see the whole country. We're going to go on tour. And then Wes, because you know everybody in that band hates him.
Yeah.
You know they hate him. And then he does this. They're like, oh, God, now I got to go back home. Now right. I got to go back to playing in a bar band. I'm playing open mic night now just because Wes can't keep his shit together.
Right. And now my mom's going to be like, see, I told you you should have gone to medical school.
And we can prove it because the first time we were going to have him on, something happened with him and he flipped out and they couldn't find him.
Right.
The record company couldn't find him. And the record company was emailing me and apologizing up and down to me for not being able to find him.
We can't find him.
We can't find him, dude. We don't know where he's at. So then they finally found him. They rescheduled and then he flipped out on us because he couldn't hear anything. I can just imagine the record company watching this video going, how do we get out of this contract?
Right.
Why did we sign him? Why?